Joe Biden's open-door migration turbocharges prostitution. By Neil Munro on November 24, 2024. Some of President Joe Biden's poor migrants are turning to prostitution as they try to pay their smuggling debts and daily bills in the high-cost U.S. economy. Though she fears getting arrested, Camilla said she turned to sex work. Prostitution, through a friend in a desperate bid to earn money while waiting for her work authorization documents. Independent.org reported on November 21. The site continued. Camilla arrived in New York City from Venezuela around a year ago and lives in a Bronx migrant shelter with her husband and six-year-old son. "I just run away to wherever and hide on another street," Camilla told The Independent. "I wait for the police to leave, then come out again." The woman spoke on Roosevelt Avenue, where the New York police have recently tried to shut down an open-air sex market, amid the various shops and restaurants along the avenue. Her descent into poverty and prostitution may be a shock to Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. He has justified his pro-migration policies by saying Americans must respect the dignity of poor migrants. "We are building an immigration system that is designed to ensure due process, respect human dignity, and promote equity," Mayorkas tweeted in August 2021, as he sketched out his plans for a mass migration of poor job seekers into Americans' homeland. Border Patrol chief disagrees with Biden. Mayorkas admits no operational control over border. However, the migration routes created by Mayorkas have incentivized the separation of male job seekers from their at-home wives and kids. The result is a mass separation of families, the inflow of millions of young men, and the creation of a massive demand for prostitution. The incoming administration is likely to investigate and publicize the scale of sex trafficking enabled by Biden and Mayorkas. That scandal, and many others, may cripple the investor backlash against President Donald Trump's planned repatriation of migrants. On October 15, Mayor Eric Adams declared Operation Restore Roosevelt to clean up the avenue. The street is part of the state's 14th congressional district, now held by pro-migration Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. The Gothamist news site reported on October 25. Sex work, prostitution, has been a mainstay of the area for decades. But some observers link the recent trouble to the start of the migrant crisis 2 years ago, which has brought more than 210,000 newcomers, migrants, to the city, many of whom are desperate for work. Abigail Anceloni, a case manager at the Sex Workers Project, said in an email that her organization was closely following the issue. "These cleanup operations disproportionately affect migrants who turn to sex work for survival and further compound the challenges they face when seeking safety and survival in the U.S., said Anceloni. Sonia Osorio, president of the city chapter of the National Organization for Women, said the pandemic had upended many New Yorkers' lives, forcing some to turn to sex work, prostitution, in order to get by. At the same time, she said the city had received a huge influx of asylum seekers here who don't have work permits, don't have a network here, and are very, very vulnerable to predation by pimps and traffickers. In October, an elite-funded pro-migration group organized a protest against Adams' intervention. The group, Make the Road New York, touted Gothamist's report on their role. Although the police enforcement appears to have broad backing, a number of immigrant rights groups have mounted a vigorous pushback in tandem with organizations representing trans New Yorkers and sex workers, by Annie Garcia, the TGIC, transgender, gender nonconforming, intersex, and queer justice organizer with the group Make the Road New York, who addressed the crowd in Spanish, followed by an interpreter. "We are people like any other human beings." Mayorkas has let roughly 9 million southern migrants into the United States. Most are working, legally or illegally. The percentage who have turned to prostitution is likely small, but the economic pressures are great. In October, the Associated Press described how a poor migrant from Venezuela stayed out of the business. After more than a week of staying with the migrant family in Kentucky, Sofia Roque learns the man's wife works in El Negocio, or the business. "There is not much work in Kentucky, so she earns her money through sex work," she tells Roca, while her kids play a few feet away. A few days later, a Mexican man in his 30s pulls up outside the couple's trailer in a pickup truck. He'd seen a picture of Roca and liked her, and would pay $1,000 for two nights with Roca, the wife says. Roca would keep $600, the couple would get $400. In her month in the United States, Roca has come to understand she'll have to make sacrifices in this country. But subjecting herself to the whims of a stranger in such an intimate and vulnerable way? No, she tells the woman. I'm not going anywhere with anyone. Subsequently, she found work as a hotel maid in a northeastern state. It's a huge difference from my life in Denver, she told the AP. There's less chaos, and no one has disrespected me. Mayorkas has largely suppressed information about the scale of prostitution among the poor migrants that he admitted. Breitbart News has posted reports on many examples of sex trafficking within Mayorkas migration. GOP legislators keep coming across examples as they gradually extra information from Biden's close-mouthed agencies. For example, a new congressional report provides evidence of sex trafficking in the huge Pearl program created by Mayorkas in 2022. A fraud analysis of CHNV, Visa, applications revealed that some applications that were sent from the same IP addresses were submitted on behalf of a high proportion of female CHNV aliens. In one such case, 21 supporter applications were submitted from the same IP address on behalf of 18 females and only 3 males. At least 6 of the females were under the age of 18. The report was posted on November 20 by the GOP-led House Judiciary Committee. In October, thefreepress.org showed a dramatic rise in youth sex trafficking cases being reported to Biden's agencies. Sex trafficking victims often suffer horrific abuse, as I discovered when I spoke to Landon Dickison, the 36-year-old executive director for Bob's House of Hope in Denton, Texas, the only shelter for male sex trafficking victims ages 18 and up in the country. Dickison says they've seen teens from Central and South America who have been so tortured by their traffickers they can barely function. Dickison described caring for teens who have brain damage from being so heavily drugged, teens who have had their fingernails pulled out, and lemon juice poured on wounds. When I asked to interview one of their migrant residents, Dickison said they simply weren't in any condition to speak to anyone, much less a reporter. We think the cartels and gangs use torture as a control method for the males, said Dickison. They're not going to fight back if they chain their victims to a radiator, beat them up frequently, or drug them. The abuse and prostitution may be forced on young migrants who are indebted to smugglers and their affiliated trafficking gangs in the United States. If they cannot pay their debts, their families can lose farms and homes to the banks that hold the loans.